anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Diplomat Mold. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just a couple of days away from Christmas, and coming up, it's Tuesday, so Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way. Chance to win a $25 gift card for the holidays. You know what? You get the gift card, it takes care of one of your gifts. You throw in somebody's stocking, hey, you get some steak, or you get some prime rib, or you get some ham, you get some turkey for the weekend, or you just save it up for New Year's. It's all right there. Troutman's Quality Meats and Kearney will be giving you a chance to win a $25 gift card. Our NFL Power Rankings, because it's a short week, we will have our NFL Power Rankings coming your way here on the Doug and Daddy Show today as well. So not a whole lot going on this time of the year. We want to make sure right off the top of the show to remind you to get signed up for the ESPN Doug and Daddy Bowl Bash. You go to the new website at ESPNSuperstation.com. And you get signed up as a super fan. And if you've already been signed up in the past, you have to do it again because it's a brand new website and with more great things to give away and win and earn. And it's going to be awesome. That's what they tell us. That's what they tell me. So sign up. And then once you get signed up, you go to the earn points. You click on the earn points icon. It takes you right to the College Football Bowl games. You pick 11, and hopefully you'll be the winner. And we will be giving away a Frosty Fridge reclining chair from Slubberland. What's better, sitting in a recliner with a cooler, with a fridge right into the recliner? A bowl party platter from Schroeder Smoked Foods, accommodating up to 8 to 10 people. Assorted gift certificates, some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets, and merchandise. All of that coming your way if you win or are one of the winners in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bash. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Winner must be of legal age, blah, 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 blah. Hopefully all the details are on the website. ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, you register, you select the teams you feel will win the most bowl games. The entrant selecting the most winners is the first place winner. In case of a tie, the first tiebreaker is who selected the most winning teams from the bowl game slate and correctly selected the winner of the International Bowl.
Oh.
Second tiebreaker, who selected the Gator Bowl winner. Third tiebreaker winner is who selected the national champion. After that, then we throw them in a hat and draw. That's what happens. So best of luck.
Kind of like the Big 12 pecking order. We're all the way down to the fifth tiebreaker.
Well, and all you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. And, Tony, we're not to our power rankings yet. But are the Tennessee Titans – actually, are the Pittsburgh Steelers the Texas Longhorns right now? Because how do you keep them number one after they lose to a legitimate team in Tennessee? And then it looks like, you know, they could be the odd man out through this whole process. And Pittsburgh has played the gauntlet. And what I'm saying is they've played the gauntlet of teams like Texas did, losing the last of that gauntlet of games to knock them from the top spot. And in this instance,
how do you punish them?
Yeah, knocking them out of the AFC title picture. Now, they did not play very well on Sunday. Tennessee was geeked up for this game. Tennessee was the better team, obviously, on Sunday. But, I mean, I see a comparison there that Pittsburgh does not get home field advantage in the playoffs, and Texas doesn't even get into the national championship game because of the incredibly difficult schedule they had to play, not over the season, but from week to week to week in a one-month, 4 to 5 week span there of very tough ball games.
Well, you've just heard Colin Cowherd the last hour talking about the New York Jets and their schedule and whether that's appealing to some or not. You look at Pittsburgh's schedule, and you go all the way back to week three where it starts. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Jacksonville, who was much healthier at that time, or whatever. Cincinnati, bad team. Giants, Redskins, Colts, Chargers. You get Cincinnati again because they're in your division. New England, Dallas, Baltimore, Tennessee. I mean, not many breaks. You get two breaks in there because of Cincinnati, and they're in your division.
Oh, what? You know, I'm waiting because I don't want to curse this. There's two things I want to do now before this weekend's games. One, I want to go back to our NFL preview show, and I want to play the clip. Don't be surprised if the Falcons and Bears are in the playoffs. I want to play that. And then I will also find the clip where I mentioned the Raiders and you mentioned the Rams. Okay, I'll find that as far as equal time. But find me anybody in the country that said Atlanta and the Bears could be in the playoffs that voiced it on a national radio or television show or local, whatever. Okay, that's all I want. Just want my props. I want a cookie. That's all I want. Christmas candy, maybe some cherry mash. I like cherry mash. It's very good. Very good, cherry mash.
I was just glad to see the Bears, a team that needed to win last night, win. You know, step up.
They won, Tony. They won.
But they found a way.
I would exactly call it stepping up.
They found a way.
Well, the ball bounced their way, and that gets me to one thing I want to bring up. Yesterday we were talking, you know, rules, and we've been talking rules and situations in football and all of this, and I've got a point, but because I'm not sure of our listening audience right now, I do want to bring this up. I'm going to go off topic and come back to the rules of the National Football League and that game specifically last night. And it's just a general question because I'm not a referee. But it's just a quizzical question I want to throw up. But congratulations. The new AP Top 25 basketball polls out yesterday, men and women. South Dakota State is ranked 25th in the country in the Division I women's basketball poll. So there must be an inkling of talent in South Dakota.
Really?
South Dakota was the team here in Division II in the Elite Eight, who just has an outstanding softball team. They have an outstanding basketball team. They went to Division I, but South Dakota State has already been there, but this is the first year they're going to be eligible for the tournament.
Now you're talking, people out there don't understand, this is Connecticut women, Tennessee women, they would be up at the top.
Right, the top five, Connecticut, North Carolina, Texas A&M, Texas, and Oklahoma. Duke, Baylor, Tennessee, Auburn, Louisville. And Stanford, Notre Dame, Cal, Maryland, Rutgers. Find me the first putts team here, a non-major college. Virginia, Ohio State, Florida, Pitt, Vanderbilt. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, okay, there it is, Kansas State. Georgia Tech, Arizona State, who the Husker women will host on Sunday, and South Dakota State.
That's impressive.
By the way, UNK women play at South Dakota on Tuesday, but this is South Dakota State 12-1. So there you go. Anyway, getting back to the NFL, because I just wanted to make sure people knew that there was something good in South Dakota, and it must be South Dakota State women's basketball. I ask you, the turning point in the football game last night was what? In the Bears game?
The ball hitting the guy in the back?
Right. I mean, on the punt. Okay. Explain to me, and this is just something that I've been thinking about the last few seasons. Explain to me why the receiving team on a punt should be penalized for that play. And this is going outside the box, I realize. Why should that be a fumble? That team has never possessed the football after the punt. They have never possessed the football. You are most of the time
you're engaged in a block.
Most of the time you're doing your job and you're getting jobbed by a poor punt from the other team. Usually the punt goes over the blocker's heads and is either let go or, you know, fielded.
Or it's high and short and everybody's trying to get it.
Again, if think about this logically, which I tried to do, and I'm trying to think, well, where else, why is that a fumble, I guess is my point. A fumble is losing possession of a controlled ball. That is never a controlled ball. And I know this has been in the books for years. Would you, and I just throw this out right now, and I'll throw it out, maybe it could be the hot topic of the day, because we need to give away a SunHeat space system this week for Christmas to somebody, and Derek loves giving those away. So Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or 1-888-455-ESPN. We take your phone calls. Right now, would you change that rule? Do you think that's a rule that could logically be changed in football? The ball would thus be down at the point it was touched.
first touching, the ball's just down.
Right.
Well, now you see, now you've got me thinking about if you're the offensive team, and it's almost like, you know, I don't know, you know, you hit a receiver in the back and the ball, the defense scoops it up and goes the other way. You know, what's live and what's not live? You kind of caught me off guard here. I got to be honest with you. You come up with this rule change.
Well, you're the NFL guru.
Well,
that's all you watch.
Well, I don't think it'll be changed because it's been in the books so long. I don't think anybody's talking about changing.
Well, I'm just saying. I know this is way out there, but since we've got a lot of show to talk about today and kill time, I thought this would be a good thing to throw out today. Seriously, can you think of why that should be a fumble?
On a kickoff, I guess it's a live ball from the start. Everybody knows that, and you've got to recover the ball.
I mean, you can. The guy that's blocked, you know, you're trying to block for the return. He can see the ball. You're going downfield to make the tackle. You can't. You know, you can be shoved into the ball.
Your job's not to look for the ball.
Right.
Your job's to take care of things ahead of you.
And again, I'm just throwing that out. You know, I don't have a whole lot of hard facts on this thing. It just was a thought that occurred to me in idle driving time. You know, I'm listening to that coming back from a holiday basketball tournament last night, and I'm going, boy, there again. You know, Green Bay has control of this game. They're winning the game on the field, and a fluke thing happens. And all of a sudden, Chicago has momentum and eventually goes on to win the ball game. But let's face it. If there's not a turnover on that series, that game's over. That game is over. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to fly down to Blue Hill. We've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning.
Morning.
What's on your mind today, Jeff?
He was getting blocked. There should be some kind of rule against that. And also, at the end of that game, a crucial 15-yard penalty on a horse collar tackle. And the guy fell forward and landed on his stomach. I've never seen a horse collar where a guy actually falls forward.
You're talking about the Chicago Bears tight end going out of bounds right in the sideline, right in front of their bench.
Yeah.
Correct.
Jeff.
The big tight end from Miami, Olsen.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Right.
Very, very interesting. And another rule that just got implemented.
Hold on, Jeff, because you're firing in on the hot topic of the day, I want Derek to get your information so we can possibly put you in for a sun heat system. So hold on the line. Great point. See, now you're talking rule changes, Tony. That's exact. See, horse collar. How long has that been around? Is this the first or the second year?
The second, I believe. You know, and then there was a – and then in the overtime.
So rules can be changed is all I'm saying. You know, things you'd never – boy, you can't tackle by the, you know, you can tackle by the hair, but you can't horse collar. You can tackle by the jersey, but you can't horse collar.
You know, but to set up the field goal that got blocked, Adrian Peterson, what is he doing?
Well, he was losing his balance, but then he could have let go and should have let go. Instead of him falling, he jerked down the Packer. That was a flag. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But some mistakes in the football game there.
Got Ruben from Kearney on the line, guys.
Ruben calls in at 1-888-455-ESPN. Happy holidays, Ruben. What's going on?
Happy holidays to you, too, guys. First of all, I want to say hi to Melissa working up front. That's my girlfriend. She just started working there.
She's doing a bang-up job, by the way.
Well, I just wanted to say, on a kickoff, too, after 10 yards, isn't that a free ball?
Kickoff
on that punt return, on that punt yesterday, isn't it free ball after 10 yards?
Not on a punt. Not on a punt. It is on a kick return. Now again, hold on. Okay, you know, I don't have the rule book in front of me, so I'm not going to say that it is or it isn't, but I think we're talking two different situations, and if this rule was implemented, two different situations. And I knew that this would probably come up sometime. How would you differentiate an onside kick and anything else in a kick? Well, a punt's a punt and a kickoff's a kickoff. I mean, you're exactly right, Ruben. I mean, there's
exactly. I would just think it's a free ball, but I actually like the way you said it should be down as soon as the team hits it, where it's at.
And obviously, it's obviously not a free ball, because if it was a free ball, then the punting team could recover it, and all they can do is down the ball.
Down the ball, exactly.
So it's not
a
free ball.
The player has to have possession in order for it to be a fumble, and I agree with you completely. It should just be down where the ball is touching. Green Bay should have won that game last night.
Well, I agree. Hey, Ruben, thanks so much, and take care of your girlfriend, all right?
I will definitely. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Oh, and, you know, see, there you go. He's not eligible for a prize until he dumps her, you know. No, just kidding, just kidding. 1-888-455-ESPN, right? Are we right on this topic?
Well, the only thing, I guess, you know, they're really the only time this comes in, and you're right, it's when you get a crappy punt. I mean, really. Or a punt in cold weather where the ball is knocked down and not going the distance. If you get a good punt off, this never comes into play. So you're really penalizing. You're right. You're kind of penalizing the receiving team for your screw-up for having a punter that sucks.
It can somewhat be mirrored to the muff rule in college football.
There you are.
Back to the phone lines.
Here's Rob from Axtell.
Rob, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hello, guys. How are we doing today?
Well, you know, we're trying to figure out where to start our Christmas shopping, but outside of that.
Doug, I agree with you. I want to change the rule, and I want to make it retroactive, because if Chicago doesn't get into overtime, Forte doesn't get enough yards to beat me out of third place last night in fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That's
Can you believe that?
That is what it's all come down to. Hey, Rob, I want to ask you, did you happen to catch either online or in the Omaha World Herald a pretty big article yesterday about this fantasy geek in Omaha?
No.
Okay, I'll talk about that in a minute. Rob, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Sorry you finished fourth. But hey, that's better than 10th.
Yes.
When I finished. Why do some of those, when you have playoffs, you don't make the playoffs, but yet you have consolation playoffs just to humble you even more? There was and again, I'm paraphrasing because I didn't print the story off, but there is fantasy football has become huge. I mean, they're paying $5,000 entry fees. And this one investment group, I believe, invested $50,000 in fantasy leagues this year. And in one league, one thing was down to 15 teams, I want to say, out of 6,600. And the same guy had two of the 15 teams. The winner gets $1 million. I just saw the headline this morning that says he didn't win the million. He was in second going into last night. Didn't win the million. And maybe I'll effort more of that. But go to omaha.com. You'll find out more about that.
Here's John from Kearney, guys.
John, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Top of the morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're trying to change the rules of the National Football League, I guess.
Okay. So what does it boil down to? The punter punted the ball, correct?
Correct.
And it hit a punt. I didn't actually get to see the play, so it actually hit somebody from the punting team, correct?
No, it hit somebody from Green Bay. Chicago,
from Green, okay.
Chicago punts the ball. It hits an up man from Green Bay, which by rule then is a live ball after it hits him, and Chicago covers it.
Because it is a post possession. The ball is technically, it is in nobody's possession, but it would become possession of the offensive team if the guy was to field the ball.
But that's my point, John. That's my point. That's technically, and you said the word technically, that's technically the rule. Well, guess what? Technically, they
could never
say,
possessed the ball.
Technically, you could change the rule. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just throwing it out there to see if that's a legitimate. Hey, you're right. I mean, you're definitely right. But as you pointed out, the word technically.
Okay. But then if you can go the opposite way too, and it hits the punting team, the team that punts the ball, and it hits them, what does it become then?
Okay, if it hits the punting team and they don't completely down it, the ball is marked where it hit the guy, and it can still be fielded by the receiving team and advanced. But if they just get away from it, then the ball is down where it was first touched.
If the guy tries to scoop it up, muffs it, bobbles it, and then somebody jumps on it, it goes right back to where it was first touched.
Correct. Okay, so once again, it's a post possession. Once the ball is kicked, it becomes a post possession, and that is, yeah. And I would agree that does need to be changed. That the offensive team shouldn't be penalized for that, especially if you're engaged in a block.
Well, I agree, John, and I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 1-888-455-ESPN, and that basically is the basis of the argument that we kind of started here today. You know, the rule would have to be changed. And that's all I was throwing out. It would seem in this day and age that it doesn't make sense. That rule doesn't make sense. And again, we're not going to call the National Football League officials office and try and get somebody on. But I mean, really, it's a rule that right now I still don't know that makes sense.
Got Jeff from Kearney on the line, guys.
Jeff fires in from Kearney at 1-888-455-ESPN. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a ridiculous rule, especially when you think about, like, what happens when one of the receiving team blocks it. Technically, they touch the ball, and now it's on the ground. That would be post-possession from, you know, the kicking team's point, and they recover it. It still goes to the receiving team. Or why wouldn't the punter just go and kick it in the back of one of the receiving team's guys when they're running down the field and then intentionally do that and recover it?
Again, Jeff, again, I don't have a rule book in front of me, and you know, I didn't prepare a 90-page essay or doctorate on this thing, but I believe the ball has to cross the line of scrimmage, and it would be pretty tough to block a punt and not be behind the line of scrimmage. I believe that's where we're standing from there.
Yeah. Okay.
But great point. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. 1-888-455-ESPN. Again, you know, I'm kind of flying off memory in the seat of the pants here when it comes to the exact rules, but I believe once the ball crosses the line of scrimmage on the kick, that's when technically possession changes.
Now, obviously, the rules get changed at the owners' meetings because people vote on rules like this. Do you like the horse collar deal, Doug, at all or not? Is it a big deal? I guess I just don't understand with the horse collar.
You're trying to prevent injury. Guess what? Learn how to tackle.
But if
I got no problem with the horse collar.
But if you're
being penalized.
But if you're trying to get the guy down as fast as you can, he's going down the sideline. Don't you dive and take out his legs? Why do you get close enough to grab the back of his jersey?
Well, you're not.
You follow what I'm saying? Wouldn't you stop him a lot faster by taking his legs out from under him?
I don't know how many times have you, diving from behind.
Well, when you're coming at an angle. Matters don't know how you get that close and grab the back of somebody's shoulders and jerk them down.
Well, because once you wrap them up, they go down. You dive at the legs. How many times you see them high step you and you're going back to the phone lines, Derek says.
James from Kearney.
James, thanks for giving us a call on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your input today.
Well, I think I have to be in the minority here and disagree with you.
Okay.
On wanting to change the rule. And my rationale for that is you have the three aspects of the every game, offense, defense, and special teams. And I think if you were to change that rule, it would lessen the impact of the special teams play. When I played and we practiced the punt return, one of the things that we constantly rehearsed was if you had a short kick, you had to be communicating with each other in order to stay clear of the ball. And so that's just one aspect of preparation, and it would lessen the impact of special team play within the game.
Jeff, hey, great point. Hold on, I want Derek to get your information as well, because I want to be equal. Somebody disagreed with me. I want to give them equal time and a chance to be a winner. So a couple of Jeffs are making the finalist list for a Sun Heat system, and Derek will get that information. Wow, I didn't... Didn't see this coming. Didn't see this coming at all. You know, go ahead, keep firing off. Keep getting a hold of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Shoot us an email if you want. Derek says we've got more waiting.
Oh, yeah, they're flying in here. Jim from Grand Island now.
Oh, we love to talk to Grand Island, home of the Islanders and the Red Hornets and the Crusaders and the Vikings.
Todd Peterson's.
And Tyler Wortman's, Wes Wilkinson's. It's
Tom Brathman.
John Perella. John Perella, come on, right there. I mean, hey, what a great community Grand Island is. So now that we've buttered you up a little bit, what do you think?
Man, it's going to be weak compared to that. It's hard to live up to that. I actually kind of agree that I'd have to disagree with you. All the practices and preparations is the communication. Anytime that there's a short kick or a kick that is not going to be fielded, yeah, returning the ball, typically yells, Peter, Peter, Peter. Everybody gets away from the ball, and takes that aspect of the game out of it. And besides, my furnace went out last night, and I need a new Sun Heat system.
Wow.
It was 52 degrees in my house this morning.
That is, and motorsports right there in Grand Island. Hey, hold on. Hold on, Derek. I love honesty. Derek's going to take some more information because we might give a one win today and one tomorrow, too. I don't know. We're going to go urgency. Derek is just doing a great job over there. We are up against a break. I'll take care of this. Derek will get the information. We'll take a break. Keep giving us your calls and, of course, your emails back after this.
Happy holidays from the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Rudolph, that's not a very nice thing to do with that elf. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. ProTint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at ProTint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
You're tired of the pain, the nagging from the wife or the girlfriend to go see a doctor, their doctor. You know she's right, but you're not sure about where to go. Well, it's time to man up. Get rid of the pain. Stop the nagging that ails you. Call Choice Care Chiropractic. Armed with the latest knowledge and technology, they'll get to the root of the problem. Help it and stop the nagging. So call now, 308-398-1900. That's 398-1900, because you don't have time for the pain. The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater. And we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the polar bear club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area today, with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries developing as well. High temperatures will stay up around 20 degrees as winds out of the northwest develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for snow showers with any accumulations less than an inch. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a whole lot of folks stacked up here, and let's just keep on going to the phone lines. And don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. So remember the phone number, because, boy, this is one of the hottest topics we've had in a long time. Let's go to Holdridge, Nebraska. This is what happens when kids don't
little
have school.
Little dusters. Dusters are dusting around.
And I know Adam's not at school, but he should be. Adam, hey, good morning, buddy.
How you doing, guys?
Well, what do you think?
I got a agree with you, Doug, and kind of disagree with your last two callers. Communication is great and all when you're playing in a high school game with, what, 800 people watching and yelling Peter out, but, you know, overall the music, 60,000 fans cheering, how are you supposed to yell Peter and get a guy away from a short punt?
But that's what adds to that home field advantage that's so huge in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. And going back to the horse collar tackle deal, to kind of qualify this, I'm not really a fan of either the Bears or the Packers. I'm pretty neutral in this. I got to say that horse collar I thought was about as black or white a call as there is in the NFL. You either do it or you don't. But last night kind of proved that, you know, there's a little bit of judgment involved in that also. So I don't know what you guys think. If maybe, you know, they should do away with it, clarify it more. I don't know.
Good point, Adam. Thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Yeah, and the horse. Now let me get a horse. This is one of those things that you don't want them to have to review, but it's non-reviewable anyway.
Yeah, that's totally a judgment. I mean, obviously, when you throw a flag for holding, it's a judgment.
I just think that this year's NFL officials meeting, the rules meeting, less time golfing and getting a tan, and more time combing over the rules and getting the officials up to speed on the rules. Let's go to Bertrand, home of the Vikings, and Kurt is standing by at 1-888-455-ESPN. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Doug. Tony, how's it going?
Well, we're making it through.
That's good. Hey, I'm going to disagree with you on this possibly changing the rule on the punt ball hitting the blocking player. You know, the first thing our eight-man coach taught us on punts and punt coverage is find the ball. If you don't know where the ball is, you don't have any business being on the field. You watch, especially the punt coverage team, You watch these guys, all they do is they watch return, man. The ball lands 20 yards to the side and rolls into the end zone. You know, find the ball.
Now
you
know, was
you might not be able to yell out, Peter, and have your blocking guy hear that that's engaged, but you still have to find the ball no matter which side of the ball you're on.
Now, who is your coach, Kurt?
Rod Edson from Scotia.
Oh, there you go, man. See, there you go. Yeah,
I know you from your good old days.
No stories. Hey, Kurt, I appreciate it, and go Bertrand and go Cats. Thanks so much. Have a good holiday.
You too.
1-888-455-ESPN.
I don't know what they're doing in Grand Island with this Peter. We said fire.
Fire.
Speaking of Grand Island here, Steve in Grand Island, guys.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, guys. I guess the last guy made my point, but I guess what to say that if you don't like your rules, why are you going to keep changing? I mean, they are what they are. Everybody knows it. When's the last time you heard a football coach tell you not to know where the ball is at?
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, you're supposed to know the rules. You're supposed to play by the rules. You're supposed to know what the hell you're doing out there. I guess one of the things, and thanks so much for the call, one of the things I mentioned to you, Daddy, during the break here was I think it's a fluke rule. I mean, it's a fluke when the ball bounces off somebody on a punt and then becomes live. And I said, what else would be a fluke rule? And I guess immediately the tuck rule came to mind. That's a fluke. But that's a judgment call. This is not a judgment call. I'm trying to think of something else in the NFL that could compare to this. That is kind of a rule that really doesn't make a lot of sense. And I know I'm talking about a rule that's been in football forever. I mean, I'm not talking about a recent rule change. I'm talking about something that I'm going, you know, what the hell? What sense does this make?
Like, I'm going back to the last two callers that said, you know, find the ball. I understand that. But I also understand most of the times when this happens, it happens to the guys that are covering those gunners on the outside. And we've all saw the guys run out of bounds, run through the, you know, through the bench, and then come back onto the field. They don't have time to look around for the ball. A lot of times you've got even two guys out there trying to stop that guy from getting down the field. I you know, what you're taught in 8-man and what you're taught in 11-man high school football, I would assume in the NFL is vastly different, because I don't believe those coaches ever tell those guys battling those gunners, find the ball first.
We always have ESPN on here in the studios, and I would just like to point out that right now there must be a lot of people on vacation, because reporter Kelly Naki is actually just doing a real, just like covering the Celtics game. It's not dogfighting. It's not Plaxico Burress. She's not standing outside a courtroom. She's actually covering a sporting event. Derek, what do we got here?
I head down to Hastings. Brandon's on the line.
Hey, Brandon, appreciate our first call from Hastings today. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that I guess I got to agree and disagree. The rule is kind of silly. You know, if somebody gets hit in the back and they don't even see the ball coming, it shouldn't be that they get penalized for it. But the flip side of that would be that, you know, you kind of take away from the game, I feel. You know, you punt the ball and it's coming down the field. And if you don't think you're going to get to it, the team receiving the ball is just going to go over and slap at it, so that, you know, you don't have any balls down at the 1-yard line or 2-yard line anymore. They're all going to be 10 yards and out. But, you know, another silly rule, if you're going to change that one, why not the one about the guy running towards the end zone, whatever happens, you know, maybe he fumbles it somehow and it goes through the end zone out of bounds, and all of a sudden, you know, you lose the ball. It goes to the other team, and they really didn't do anything. You fumble the ball out at the 50-yard line, and you get to keep the ball. So why down at the end zone does it go to the other team? I don't know that I understand that one either.
Interesting.
So. Yeah, that's that.
That is.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, hang on the line. We want to get a Hastings caller qualified for our hot topic, Brandon. Appreciate it. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information. 1-888-455-ESPN. Holy moly. I understand that one. I wouldn't be so much for that one, because you know why? Idiots dropping the ball at the 2-yard line, getting cocky.
But he's not. You know what he's referring
but
it, to.
I know.
I mean, I know what
it
you're
would
saying.
Encompass that. It would encompass that. And so that's, wow, 1-888-455-ESPN. I don't know. You think that's the way it should be?
Well, actually, I just, another deal. You know, you just know that that's the rule, and it's either a touchback or some, you know. you've got to get to it by the time it goes out of bounds. Otherwise, yes, it does go to the 20-yard line. But you're right. If you fumble the ball, if somebody punches that ball out from behind you at the 50-yard line and the ball shoots forward and goes out of bounds at the 44, the ball's at the 44, if I'm not correct. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it's 44
unless,
yards.
Unless you're inside the last
right.
2 minutes
then
or whatever.
You can't advance
you
and
can't stabler it, yeah. Wow, great discussion today. 1-888-455-ESPN. A ton of calls. It's like a record call-in. Don't forget, we will have a show tomorrow. Then next week, we're into high school basketball, a lot of holiday tournaments. We will have shows for you. We'll kind of recap the year in review. Always fun to think about maybe what the top story will be of the year, and that wasn't a problem, at least in Kearney, for the news because it was the tornadoes. But for sports, you know, what's it going to be? And I haven't really taken my time to think about what that would be right now. But we'll be talking about that next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, I think we can take a breather here. Let's take a break. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including our NFL Power Rankings and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia back after this.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think. Christmas is a time which brings family and friends closer together through sharing and celebration. We do these things in the loving spirit of Jesus Christ, for He is the reason. May the love of the Lord be with you. A holiday wish from the Schuster family and Money Mike's Car Wash. To thank you for your patronage in the past, and in hopes of continued association and good fortune, we wish you a bountiful holiday. Merry Christmas from Uniforms and More at 4th and Broadwell in Grand Island, celebrating 27 years in business.
Get to the 10.
Hello, Alamo Bowl.
Get to the 5.
Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Get to the end.
The All-State Sugar Bowl.
Get in the end zone.
The Rose Bowl.
Bringing the heat. Lob for the end zone. Wide open. Wide touchdown. Open. Touchdown.
BCS National Championship. Take ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 along for 16 bowl games, including the entire BCS.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area today with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries developing as well. High temperatures will stay up around 20 degrees as winds out of the northwest develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for snow showers with any accumulations less than an inch. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have fun almost every day on the show. Sometimes we have more fun than others, and we're glad to have you along with us. NFL Power Rankings are coming up.
You even brought up a little bit ago, you know, it's not about Plaxico Burress. Did you see what that moron did? What he's getting sued for now?
Well, yeah, but that's old news. He was
but it's finally
no insurance.
$140,000 Mercedes he forgot to renew his premium.
What the hell's his agent doing?
Well.
Hey, you don't have to worry about oversights when you go to Troutman's Quality Meats because it's Christmas time and you're thinking, oh my God, that's right, I got all the presents, I've got all this, they're wrapped, the kids are taken care of. What the hell are we going to eat? What are we going to do?
String cheese, hello.
More people are coming in than I expected. Well, folks, they've got it all for you, whether it's for a big meal, whether it's just snacks for you and the kids, whether you're traveling somewhere, whether you need a stocking stuffer like a gift card or some snack sticks, or as Daddy said, yeah, Daddy would love a big old wrapped up string cheese in his stocking it come Thursday morning. I'm not kidding either, folks. I'm not kidding. But at Troutman's, they've got great tasting hams. Had one for Thanksgiving, and it was so big, I still have been working on it and had some more today. Outstanding stuff. With or without the bones, brown sugar or hickory smoked, their ham is done the way it ought to be, just like the old days, Carrie says. They've got summer sausage, snack sticks, the string cheese, the gift cards, other great gift ideas, and, of course, the outstanding prime rib. Enough said. Stop in today. Special holiday hours. They're open tomorrow as well. Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Everything from the meat to the fish to the bacon to the snacks. It's all right there. Great selection of beer and wine as well on hand at Troutman's Quality Meats. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Hey, how about you got something to say, and then we're going to get some Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up, plus our NFL power rankings, which we're going to do right after you say whatever you're going to say.
Well, I was just going to say I think we've got a fun Troutman's Tuesday trivia. I think we can play former coach, new coach.
Wow. Let's do our NFL power rankings. Daddy, the top 10, and again, I must have to say, at the top, I had Pittsburgh and Dallas last week, and they both lost close games. And neither are out of the playoff hunt, obviously. But most of the teams look pretty good at this point. Let's see your top 10 going into the final week of the regular season.
Well, at number 10, I had Dallas, number 7, I believe, a week ago. And I've got them at number 10. To lose at home in front of all the NFL greats is closing your stadium. It's an embarrassment, frankly. And Tony Romo, frankly, is taking this team nowhere. I don't see him going anywhere in the playoffs. Disappointed in my team, our team. They're number 10 because I think there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL. Number 9.
In a side note, Nebraska will not cover against Kansas State, Iowa State, or Baylor. Go ahead.
Number 9, I've got Chad Pennington and the Miami Dolphins. They enter my power rankings. They continue just a steady approach. Amazing turnaround.
What took you so long?
Amazing turnaround.
In 3 weeks ago over here, bruh.
Yeah, watch the New York Jets beat them by 35 this week. Who knows, but they don't think they like cold weather, but they seem to find a way. Number 8, New England Patriots. What else do you say? Matt Castle, amazing game in the snow. Arizona laid down, but they took care of business. Number 7, I've got Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. Continue an amazing run, and I couldn't be happier for an owner that's been betrayed, been cheated, and I've been punched in the mouth over and over by not only Michael Vick, but Bobby Petrino.
There's a country song.
Who I think is an absolute loser.
That's a country Christmas song in there.
Number 6, the Baltimore Ravens. Good win at Dallas. I would love to move them up. I just think there's better teams ahead of them, like at number 5, the Indianapolis Colts continue a run. We got to go all the way back to last Thursday night when they beat Jacksonville at Jacksonville. Number 4. I dropped the Carolina Panthers one place to number 4. I think they're an awfully talented football team to lose in overtime to the Giants. Big deal. Number 3, I moved the Pittsburgh Steelers from 1 to 3. Lost at Tennessee, no big deal. Those two teams will meet again in the playoffs. Should be another great game. Number 2, the New York Giants. And number 1, the Tennessee Titans.
I'm going straight to number 1. Because of the way the rankings are, last week my 2, 3, and 4 teams all lost. Dallas, Tennessee, Carolina. Tennessee won, 1, 2, and 4 all lost. So, by putting a poll together, I put Tennessee number 1. I do not believe Tennessee is the best team. If that makes sense. I don't believe Tennessee is the best team, but virtue of what happened this last week, they're number 1. New England is at number 10 for me, moving back in. They've got 10 wins, you put them in. Miami holding strong at number 9. The Dallas Cowboys fall from number 2 all the way to number 8. They're not even sure if they can make the playoffs this year, but if they do, nobody wants to play them. Number 7, a team I've been trying to praise all year long, the Atlanta Falcons. But as you said, Tony, a lot of these teams ahead of them have also proven that they're pretty good. Baltimore stays at number 6, or moves up to number 6, excuse me. The Colts remain at number 5. Carolina, wow, you lose in overtime to the defending world champions at their play. I mean, you know, that's you can't go wrong with that. So they're going to stay at 4. I move the Giants up to number 3 if they've solved their problems. Pittsburgh falls to number 2, and Tennessee is at number 1.
That's as close as we've been all year.
Yeah, since about opening week. You want to make our Super Bowl predictions. Where were we? Let me recap here. 3 weeks ago, we start saying, who's your pick for the Super Bowl right now? I have had Pittsburgh the first 2 weeks, against Tampa Bay 2 weeks ago, and against Dallas last week. You had Carolina Indy 2 weeks ago. Then you had Pitt Carolina. And now you have your third different AFC team.
Well, now I've got Tennessee because they beat Pittsburgh at home, and I've got the New York Giants because they beat Carolina. Pretty simple. I mean, after last week's predictions, who I like this week.
I'm going to throw this one at you.
Especially when both of those teams are going to have to play at Tennessee and at the New York Giants again.
How do you like this one? San Diego, Chicago. That's not who I'm picking. I just asked how you like that.
How do I like it?
What kind of odds can I get on a Bears Chargers Super Bowl right now?
About a bazillion to one.
Neither team's in yet. Right now in the Super Bowl, Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Pitt, Carolina.
You dropped Carolina after having them 2 weeks in a row. I put them in. Blech, Giants. Blech, Giants. Oh, what? Do I hear sleigh bells? Daddy. Do I hear sleigh bells? I think I do.
On the first day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me a Joe Daly INT. On the second day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me two Lincoln losses and a Joe Daly INT. On the third day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fourth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the fifth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the sixth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the seventh day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the eighth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the ninth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me nine more new coaches, eight streaks of broken, seven players leaving, six crappy losses, five measly wins. Fourth in the division, three blowouts, two Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the tenth day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. Fourth in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 11th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, 5 measly wins. Fourth in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and a Joe Daly INT. On the 12th day of Christmas, Bill Callahan gave to me 12 Solich backers, 11 games of torment, 10 Red Raider touchdowns, 9 more new coaches, 8 streaks of broken, 7 players leaving, 6 crappy losses, but 5 measly wins. Fourth in the division, 3 blowouts, 2 Lincoln losses, and Joe Daly.
N-T.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks again to Matt Schick, the man who helped get this whole show started, and thank God, or else we wouldn't have had moments like that.
And I, for people that are new to the show, that goes back to the first year of Bill Callahan, and then you put together, you piece together the last sound bit.
I don't know what you're talking about. And Steve Peterson never fired Bill Callahan?
People were swerving off the road when they heard that, couldn't get on cell phones.
Do they fire Bill Callahan? War of the Worlds, War of the Worlds. Back after this, Doug and Daddy's show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger. It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
Hey everybody, Dylan here. I'm taking some time off of Dylan's Positively Main Street to celebrate the holidays with my family. But rest assured, I'll be back bright and early on Monday, January 5th with more interesting information for you to read and comment on. Have a blessed and happy holiday season with your family, and thanks for reading Dylan's Positively Main Street. I appreciate your input.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some developing cloud cover across the area today, with a slight chance of some snow showers or flurries developing as well. High temperatures will stay up around 20 degrees as winds out of the northwest develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for snow showers with any accumulations less than an inch. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Today I have asked Coach Bill Callahan to step down as the head football coach at Nebraska effective immediately.
Seriously, isn't that another reason you want the Jets to lose?
Wow.
I mean, really?
It's certainly one of them.
That's right. Exactly. Hey, let's give away a little Christmas gift, our SunHeat Space System. We had so many great calls today, folks, burning up the lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. SunHeat Systems Energy Efficient Space Heater. We're giving them away here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're giving one away today. Our hot topic was, you know, the rule change possibility, you know, the muff punt. Not even a muff, just a punt that runs into a guy's leg that's not paying attention. All of a sudden it's a fumble and it changes the course of the game, kind of a fluke rule. We talked about that the first half of the show. Derek, you have selected today's winner, and I guess you have a soft spot in your heart for this poor bastard.
I do. Jim from Grand Island called earlier, among a lot of other good callers, as you mentioned, but he called earlier on the Green Bay Bears talk, agreed with you a bit, also said a heater was broken in his house, and I can relate to that. My heater went out last night in my apartment. Oh. We woke up this morning to about 48 degree temperatures. It was awesome.
El Crapo. It makes you never want to live in a trailer home.
So, Jim.
And I have. I'm just saying, I have, and it's terrible. We're going to give away another one tomorrow, folks. So if you missed out today, don't worry. You're still in the running. if we took down your information. We're going to give away another one tomorrow. But right now it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Call now. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats here in Kearney. We're going to take your calls live on the air. 1-888-455-ESPN. And I've got a host of trivia questions set up here. And we'll ask you one of the trivia questions. If you get it right, you get the $25 gift card. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with this morning?
This is Terry from Kearney.
Terry, glad to have you on the program. Now, this might be an easy one, but we're going to the Gator Bowl. Dabo Swinney, had him on the program last week, head football coach at Clemson. Where did he go to college?
Oh, boy. Clemson.
No, sorry, Terry. Thanks for the call.
Excellent guess.
Keep trying, folks. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, I'm going to throw the same one at you. Where did Dabo Swinney graduate college?
Alabama.
That is correct. The class of 1993, Dabo Swinney from Alabama. $25 gift card to Troutman's coming your way. I thought with the bewilderment Terry had, I'd slide it right by you as well. You're just too darn smart. Hey, hold on. Hold on to the line. Derek will get your information and have a good Christmas.
You too. Thanks.
We will be doing this again next week. More Gator Bowl questions coming up for Troutman's next week. Daddy, this show actually just kind of flew by today. Tomorrow we've got more. Again, get onto the website. Sign up to be a super fan. We want as many people as possible filed in for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. You go to ESPNSuperStation.com, sign up to be a super fan. We're not going to hoard you with a bunch of crap, so don't worry about that. It's very easy. I did it last week, because this is only Tuesday. I did it last week. It took me like 2 minutes, and I'm kind of slow. It took me 2 minutes, took me another 2 minutes, if that, to fill out the bowl games, and it'll get you in for some great prizes from Slumberland, Schroeder Smoke Foods, and the Tri-City Storm, among others. Bowl game tonight, Daddy. Boise State, TCU, who'd you take?
That could be one of the best bowl games out there. Of course, you got an unbeaten team in Boise State, ranked as high as, what, eighth or ninth, depending
ninth
on where you're
right
looking.
Now, yeah.
Ninth where you're looking, and TCU's favored, so they must know something. I'll take TCU.
Kirk Herbstreit, they got big this year in the confidence points that they actually had the analysts. 34 for the one you feel the best about. He says Boise State and gave him a 28.
Ooh.
He thinks Boise State's defense is going to be the difference. And TCU, I mean, when they got beat, obviously, to some good football teams, they didn't score a lot. Utah. I don't know. I'm leaning towards TCU, but Boise State's away from home. It'll be interesting to see how they play. I think this is going to be a great football game tonight. So check it out. It's right here on ESPN Radio. We'll have it for you on 1460. And
there's a lot of bowl games on this year.
Yeah, a ton of them here on ESPN Radio. Even when we have holiday basketball, it clears out in time to bring you bowl games like the Alamo Bowl, all the championship games, Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, National Championship Game, Rose Bowl. They're all right here. So keep it here. And also, Nebraska men's basketball, home tonight. And don't think this is going to be a walkover, because Oregon State sure wasn't. Maryland, Baltimore County comes in. They have four starters back from last year's 24-9 team that won the America East title. And so they're 5-5 this year. Tip-off 7:05. Creighton plays DePaul tonight in the finals of Las Vegas Classic. They thumped Fresno State by 19 last night.
Ray Meyer, still the coach there. No, he's not.
High school basketball, a little bit of it going on tonight. Pleasanton Holiday Tournament wraps up. Arapahoe and Pleasanton will be playing in the championship games there. Folks, hey, I want to thank all of you for joining us on the program today. We will be back tomorrow for a Christmas Eve edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we'll see you. 1460 and 1550 back in 23 hours.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.